I'm late for a very important date. I'm absolutely late for the start of Business Jazz. And in front of me is a recording device and a Fuji film thing with Roger Overall's name and phone number written on it. It's probably giving it back to me. Good morning, Roger Overall.
I'm giving it back to you, Paul.
God, you've had a coffee already, and I've been rushing. I've been talking to Adon Enright on the phone about the impact equation and the idea, which may or may not get discussed in our conversation. Anyway, so I've got. So that's a very obscure thing. Anyway, look, God, I need a cup of tea. And I've kept you waiting, and it's now 10:01. And no, we shouldn't.
The benefit of it being 10:01 is you can order toast.
I'll have a piece of toast so long as I don't record on your advanced recording device the sound of me. I'm going to ask them for toast. You can talk while I go to the toast.
Can you order toast
for me? Do you want coffee?
I'll have another coffee, please. Thanks. I'm lost to words. What am I going to tell you? What shall I say? Well, I'll tell you. I'm sitting in front of an open fire. We have negotiated, well, I say negotiated, we've been kindly gifted our own table by the fire at the cafe at the Black Rock Castle Observatory here in Cork. Jerry and Ian and the staff have just been absolutely fantastic in accommodating us. And Paul has got his copy of the impact equation. Now, I am incensed. I am disappointed. I am disappointed. I am upset. I am now in a bad mood.
What happened?
The podcast is off.
What happened? What happened?
Well, you have in your hand, you have there a physical copy of the impact equation.
Yeah, but I wanted a physical copy because I wanted to write all over the margins, right?
That's absolutely perfect. I prefer physical copies myself, but you have a physical copy, which means somebody had to pick it up off a shelf out of a box, put it in another box, put it in the post, somebody had to pick that up and it had to be delivered to you, maybe in an aeroplane, had to come by sea, then in a van, then in whatever. And somebody physically brought it to your house.
It was an angel. It was delivered by an angel.
Well, that's the only reason why I can imagine that in the physical world, your physical book has arrived quicker, and Amazon, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The actual Kindle store.
The actual Kindle store.
Didn't get it to you?
No.
You're joking.
Press of a button.
I cannot believe it.
No, it's rubbish.
That means that the
Amazon should be ashamed of themselves.
That's why when I went looking on Twitter this morning, expecting there to be thousands of people already tweeting to say I've got my copy, they've all ordered on Kindle.
Yeah. And you're
And I got. Here we are. This is the sound of the impact equation.
Right, and this is the sound of an iPad being started up.
And strangled.
It's all very silent. But believe me, I'm starting up. I'm now going to the Kindle app.
Oh, look here.
And there it is. Nothing. It's outrageous.
Yeah, I see, actually, you've already got a book by one of the authors. You've already got The Flinch, right? Well, just read The Flinch and stop. Have you read The Flinch yet?
I haven't.
Well, you see, what the hell are you reading The Impact Equation if you haven't read The Flinch?
I don't care. It's a free world. I can choose which books I read in which order.
Oh, my goodness.
So, there we are. My day is... Hey, my day's ruined.
Hey, there's a Pixango up already. I got to show you this, Roger. This is... I've been having a bit of fun this morning. Here's a Pixango.
Oh, yes.
Chris Brogan. The Impact Equation arrives now. We're going to just press Pixango on here.
Paul is now going to play an audio file, and we're now going to have the...
The iPad is going to open, right? It's actually taking a few minutes to open. That is not an unusual thing in Ireland. It takes a little while for Wi-Fi to work. It's a bit like a donkey and cart.
I found somebody in the UK who has equally rubbish broadband.
I don't believe it. I refuse. Oh, I know why this is not working. I'm not plugged in... Every time you arrive here, you have to reconnect with the Wi-Fi, don't you?
Do you?
Yeah.
You are connected.
No, that doesn't prove anything, I think. You talk away there. While
I'll talk away. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to let you hear...
A Pixango. Tell people what a Pixango is, Roger. Most people don't know what a Pixango is.
Pixango is a cross between Audioboo and Instagram, and if you don't know what Audioboo and Instagram are, that doesn't help you.
Do you want another cappuccino or another regular coffee?
Another cappuccino, please. That's all right. That'd be great. Thanks. Pixengo allows you to take a photograph and then annotate it with a recording, a 30-second recording. It's an absolutely fantastic idea. I really like it. Rafe Talmont. And
I always call him Ralph. You call him Rafe.
I wonder what his real name is. I have it on good authority. It's Rafe.
Right. Well, in that case, I've been misnaming him.
So have I. Okay. And Andy Hodge, I think, okay, is his business partner. Here we go. This is Paul's Pixengo.
No. I'll believe it when it happens, right?
This is the most bizarre.
Son of a bookseller. As the grandson of a bookseller, I suppose I shouldn't be really delighted when Amazon delivers me a book, but this is the exception. The Impact Equation by Chris Brooke and Julian Smith is absolutely the book I've been looking forward to for ages. Ever since I heard it was being written, I've wanted to have a copy, and today Amazon delivered me a copy into my kitchen.
That's it? 30 seconds.
30 seconds of... there's no photograph with it, though. I can't see a picture there.
The photograph hasn't appeared here, but that's kind of with... No, the reason for that is that probably because I only have the iPad 1. I suspect if I had the iPad 3, which has a camera... Anyway, look.
Now, that's... you're actually using an iPhone app on the iPad, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I am. Yeah. And look, enough about that. We are here to do business jazz, aren't we, Roger?
Grab all my stuff.
You know, and this is a real jazz type of conversation.
Pause this one now.
It's going off in every...